This news report is brought to you by Frederick Air and Bryant. Whatever it takes to keep you comfortable. Frederick Air, it's a good call. Maryland State Police are investigating a fatal motorcycle crash that happened Sunday morning in Frederick County. At about 9 a.m., troopers responded to the area of 270 northbound after Dr. Perry Road in Iamsville for a report of an accident. According to police, a group of motorcycles were traveling 270 northbound when a 2011 Harley-Davidson began to wobble and the driver lost control. The motorcycle went down and the driver was ejected. The driver was identified as 44-year-old Sean Vincent Thomas of Cleveland. He was pronounced dead at the scene. The interstate was closed for an hour while police conducted their investigation. The Frederick Board of Aldermen on Thursday approved a nearly $20 million contract to Waynesboro Construction to design and build a new police headquarters in downtown. The company will convert the William Donald Schaefer Building on East All Saint Street into the new headquarters. The design and build team will be working with the Frederick Police Department and is expected to complete the design and permitting phase by October of 2023. The facility is expected to be ready for use by December of 2024. The Board of Aldermen last week approved a bill requiring owners of rental properties in Frederick City to have a license on January 1, 2024 at a cost of $120.
The revenue collected would be used to operate the program and fund a tenant protection program and an affordable housing conservation program. Liz Tinker said requiring licenses for landlords is not the answer. She supported registering rental properties.
Let's start with some registration. Let's start with working with the landlords. Let's see what we really have and what the real issues are.
Alderman Ben McShane said many tenants are uneasy about speaking to their landlords about unsatisfactory conditions in their units.
They're afraid of being put out of their home. They're afraid of being exposed. They're afraid of being called a liar. They're afraid of being marginalized even more than they are now.
Landlords operating without a license could be fined up to $1,000 per day. Kevin McManus, WFMD News.
For more on that story, go to WFMD.com. Heavy rains led to major flooding in southeastern Kentucky, and at least 37 people have died. Kurt Luthy, the executive director for the American Red Cross chapters in Montgomery, Howard, and Frederick counties, has gone to the region with over 200 local volunteers to help with the recovery effort. He said they are first addressing people's immediate needs.
We actually have mental health professionals. We have spiritual care professionals that are volunteers with the Red Cross that are going out and making sure that first we provide care, and we also are making sure that they have a warm meal and a safe place to stay until we can continue to work with them, with our caseworkers, for the long-term recovery.
He said currently the Red Cross provides 3 meals a day at shelters that have been set up in coordination with the state of Kentucky, and they are also providing essential medical care.
In a flood, people lose their glasses, they lose their prescriptions, they lose their, you know, their cane or their walker. And part of what our nurses do is to make sure that we're communicating with their doctors, you know, their physicians, to replace some of that durable medical equipment, to make sure that they have their prescriptions that they need to kind of carry on. So that's a big part of what our nurses do.
If you want to help in the recovery effort, Luthy said you can make a donation by texting Red Cross to 90999 or visiting redcross.org. I'm Nate Saunders on Mid-Maryland's News Radio Center, 930 WFMD. This news report is a service of Frederick Air and Bryant. Whatever it takes to keep you comfortable. Frederick Air, it's a good call.